Into the Holy Place, July 14th. Christ in the True Temple. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered in once into the Holy Place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. In the spring of AD 31, Christ, the true sacrifice, was offered on Calvary. When Christ on the cross cried out, "It is finished," the veil of the temple was rent in twain. This veil was significant to the Jewish nation. It was of most costly material, of purple and gold, and was of great length and breadth. At the moment when Christ breathed his last, there were witnesses in the temple who beheld the strong, heavy material rent by unseen hands from top to bottom. This act signified to the heavenly universe, and to a world corrupted by sin, that a new and living way had been opened to the fallen race, that all sacrificial offerings terminated in the one great offering of the Son of God. Type, met antitype in the death of God's Son. The way into the holiest is laid open. A new and living way is prepared for all. No longer need sinful, sorrowing humanity await the coming of the High Priest. Henceforth the Savior was to officiate as priest and advocate in the heaven of heavens. There is now an end to all sacrifices and offerings for sin. The Son of God is come according to His word, "Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do Thy will, O God." By His own blood He entereth in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. The Holy Spirit which descended on the day of Pentecost carried the minds of the disciples from the earthly sanctuary to the heavenly, where Jesus had entered by His own blood, to shed upon His disciples the benefits of His atonement. The eyes of men were turned to the true sacrifice for the sins of the world. The earthly priesthood ceased, but we look to Jesus, the minister of the new covenant. The elder brother of our race is by the eternal throne,